for listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. And there's a little musical gift for you from the Nordic conductor, composer, and saxophonist, Jorma Panula. On a little tune of his own for saxophone, Adagio and Allegro, for saxophone and strings. And as you might expect in that recording, it was Jorma Panula playing saxophone with the new Stockholm Chamber Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio, with more classical music as things continue on in the afternoon time. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you. Coming up this hour, we've got some music that sounds, well, a little bit like listening to a drunken rant. And that's all because it's a suite from an opera about a character who does exactly that. We'll hear the suite Hari Janosch from Zoltán Kodály. Plus, we have a little bit more music by Gustav Mahler. A short movement from a piano quartet a bit later on Kansas Public Radio. We'll keep the atmosphere light next with the help of the New York Philharmonic. Conductor Leonard Bernstein here to bring us one of the wonderful waltzes of Johann Strauss Jr., one that you may recognize called Roses from the South, next on KPR. Known as Roses from the South, a wonderful waltz by Johann Strauss Jr., played by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein today on Kansas Public Radio. 1222 now. Stay with us for the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, along in just over 10 minutes with a suite from the opera Hari Janosch by Zoltán Kodály. That and much more still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu and the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Don't know if you had a chance to be with us yesterday when we listened to a little bit of music from the Seventh Symphony of Gustav Mahler, and we learned a little bit about the Kansas City Symphony's plans to perform that piece in its entirety this weekend, beginning on Friday the 21st at 8 p.m. at the Kauffman Center. A Saturday 8 p.m. performance as well, and a 2 p.m. Sunday performance this weekend. All the details for that performance are at kcsymphony.org. As it happens, we have a little bit of chamber music by Mahler to enjoy next, a movement from a piano quartet, played by violinist Daniel Hope, playing viola Paul Neubauer, cellist David Finkel, and pianist Wu Han on KPR. A piano quartet movement composed by Gustav Mahler, played by violinist Daniel Hope, playing viola Paul Neubauer, cellist David Finkel, and pianist Wu Han here on Kansas Public Radio. You'll have a chance this weekend to make the acquaintance of Gustav Mahler's in music in a live performance by the Kansas City Symphony at the Kauffman Center starting this Friday at 8 p.m. the 21st, the 22nd Saturday at 8 p.m., and a 2 p.m. performance on Sunday the 23rd of Mahler's Seventh Symphony, Song of the Night. Find out more at kcsymphony.org. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. And so we arrive now at a recording of the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, and we have an orchestral suite derived from a comedic opera by composer Zoltán Kodály that told the story of a tavern drunk by the name of Hari Janos, who liked to spend his days in the tavern, shouting loudly to anyone who would listen about his grand adventures as a veteran of the Austrian army in the 19th century, the sort of person who, to hear him tell it, was responsible single-handedly for the defeat of Napoleon. We'll hear the Hari Janos Suite, the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, next on KPR. And so ends the suite Hari Janos, from an opera by Zoltán Kodály, performed by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News, followed by more classical music in the next hour. Hope you'll be with us for a few English works from the likes of Malcolm Arnold and George Butterworth, and the Berne Quartet with Robert Schumann, String Quartet No. 3. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little dash of music there from Sergei Prokofiev, Dance of the Girls from Romeo and Juliet. Pavo Yevi conducted the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, bringing us into our 1 p.m. hour of classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. Coming up, the Berne Quartet plays Robert Schumann, his String Quartet No. 3, and then later we'll have the BBC National Orchestra of Wales to hear a lush orchestral fantasia from English composer George Butterworth. That and much more still on the way here on KPR. We're glad you could join us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. Well, before we get to the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, we have the Queensland Symphony with us next for English music by Malcolm Arnold. In fact, his first collection of English dances. Next on KPR. From composer Malcolm Arnold, English Dances, his first set, played by the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Penny, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:16 now. Hope you're enjoying this afternoon of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Later on tonight, Destiny has more for you, of course, and that's from 7 to 9 p.m. For the program this evening, music of tragedy as well as joy, a part of things tonight, here Schubert's Tragic Symphony, along with A Smiling Waltz and A Happy March. Plus, for an extra jab of goodness here, Dmitri Tiomkin's It's a Wonderful Life. Destiny has classical music tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We're in the company next of the Berne Quartet, and the music will be by Robert Schumann, who, prior to the year of 1841, wasn't especially known as a composer. That was until the premiere of his Spring Symphony in 1841. The following year, while spending time in his hometown of Leipzig, he was visited by what he called quartetish thoughts, and embarked on a study of the string quartets of Mozart and Beethoven. Those became a basis for his Opus 41, a collection of three string quartets, the third of which, in the key of A major, we present to you next, the Berne Quartet with the performance, Schumann's String Quartet No. 3, on Kansas Public Radio. From Robert Schumann, String Quartet No. 3 in A major, one of three string quartets that make up his Opus 41, completed in 1842, performed today by the Berne Quartet on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 1:50 and 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. You can learn more at that website, sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We have time for one more performance, one by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales under conductor Chris Rustman. We have music from composer George Butterworth, English composer of the early 20th century. An unfortunate casualty of World War I, but before that, a man who gave the world many musical gifts, including the following, a lush orchestral fantasia, for you next on KPR. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conductor Chris Rustman, and an orchestral fantasia, music by composer George Butterworth on Kansas Public Radio. 2 p.m. now, and in just a moment, NPR News. Then, classical music continues in the next hour, where we've got early music in the form of an early symphony by Rachmaninoff. Not to mention a concerto for oboe, one by Erica Wazin that you may have heard before in these afternoons, but it's a gorgeous piece called Down a River of Time. That and much more on the way on a Wednesday afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsberg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
He said in a statement he plans to continue working as a professor at Harvard. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Something for you both familiar and fun. To get things started in our 2 p.m. hour of classical music, Mozart and his Marriage of Figaro Overture. Another go-around there with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. A bit more classical music for your Wednesday afternoon is on the way. This hour will be treated to a little chamber music for the not-so-common pairing of cello and guitar, three nocturnes from a fellow named Friedrich Bergmüller, and a concerto for oboe, composed back in the 1990s by Erica Wazin, a gorgeous piece called Down a River of Time, with the Czech Philharmonic a bit later on Kansas Public Radio. Continuing on with the St. Louis Symphony, conductor Leonard Slatkin, and something for you written early on in the life and career of Sergei Rachmaninoff. You can sort of tell it's an early work from the title, which is Youth Symphony in D Minor. It was written in 1891 at a time when Rachmaninoff was still a young student at the Moscow Conservatory. This piece may have never been anything other than an attempt at an early exercise in composition, but it's still some of the earliest symphonic music written by Rachmaninoff, the St. Louis Symphony and his Youth Symphony in D, on Kansas Public Radio. The Youth Symphony in D Minor, composed by Sergei Rachmaninoff while a student at the Moscow Conservatory in 1891. Today we heard the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, on Kansas Public Radio. 21 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, joining us in just a few minutes with the oboe concerto called Down a River of Time by composer Eric Ewazin, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. And Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Next on KPR, we have a little chamber music, a piece from a German pianist and composer of the 19th century by the name of Johann Friedrich Bergmüller. This is a bit of a unusual pairing for cello and guitar, three nocturnes, played by cellist Morten Zuthen and guitarist Erling Moldrup, here on KPR. Three Nocturnes. Music by German composer Friedrich Bergmüller. Music for cello and guitar, performed by cellist Morten Zuthen and guitarist Erling Moldrup, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues this evening, of course, from 7 to 9 p.m. Destiny is your host, tonight with both tragedy as well as happiness. Schubert's Tragic Symphony on the program tonight, plus a smiling waltz, a happy march, and from Dmitri Tiomkin, music from It's a Wonderful Life. Destiny has that and more tonight from 7 to 9 here on KPR. Also coming up, KPR's next Big Bang Christmas concert. That one will be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out pretty fast, so get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. A Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. We have next a concerto for oboe and orchestra, one that I discovered a few years back and found it completely gorgeous, and I've enjoyed sharing it with you ever since. It's from American composer Eric Ewazin, and the concerto was written back in 1999 as a memorial to Ewazin's father, who had passed away back in 1997. And in this concerto, the oboe emulates the human voice as it takes a contemplative journey through life. This is called Down a River of Time, and we'll hear the Czech Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra with the oboe played by Andrea Galixin on Kansas Public Radio. An oboe concerto composed in 1999 by Eric Ewazin called Down a River of Time, played by the Czech Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra with the oboe played by Andrea Galixin on KPR. Just about 3 p.m. and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's music, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1, cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. A full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
They don't interact with...